Come on, let's begin to magnify the name of Jesus. Come on, let's begin to praise His name. Come on, let's love the name of Jesus right now. Oh, Jesus. You deserve glory.
Jesus. Got away. Can we say it tonight? All my life you have been faithful. Come on, all my life you have been faithful. Oh, we love you. We praise you. Come on, thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him that he kept running after you tonight. Jesus. Come on, when you didn't even know it, he was being good to you. When you weren't even aware of it, he was being good to you. We're here tonight because of the goodness and the mercy of God. Oh, we're here tonight because of the goodness and the mercy of God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. God, I glorify your name today, Savior. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. I was thinking as we were singing, Rhett standing there beside me, singing his way at the top of his lungs. All my life you have been faithful. My mind went back to the NICU. When he wasn't even aware that he needed a miracle, God was faithful to him. There are times we forget. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, yes, and all that he's done for me. Yes. Come on, has God ever touched your body? Has God ever healed your mind? Come on, has God ever got you out of a mess tonight? Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus. Come on, does your soul cry out tonight? Come on, does your soul cry out tonight? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, we praise you today, Savior. Amen. Ushers are preparing to receive the Wednesday night tithe and offering. Don't forget your personal time of prayer, Bible study, amen, fasting, personal devotion. Be about the Father's business. Be witnessing. Be telling people. Somebody the other day on Facebook was asking about a church, a Pentecostal church, looking for a real Pentecostal church. And kind of odd that my uncle that day had asked me about our church location and the building and all of the things, and so I sent him some info, and that lady who doesn't even go to our church started posting it about our church on Facebook, what the church was going to look like and what's going to look like in the future. She was doing outreach for us. The sad part was there were so many people commenting that you're not going to find a real Pentecostal church in the Treasure Valley. Well, let me just tell you, you will. If you're looking for one, you'll find it. And we want to be that church in Jesus' name. Amen. There's hungry people out there, church. If we do our part to evangelize our city and to disciple people, we will have results that God wants us to have. Amen. Also reminding everyone, please do not exit out this door to, I don't even know which direction we're all facing tonight. That one. It's pretty easy to figure out. It's the one that says do not use. So when you go through that door, just stop and say, nope, got to go the other direction. So don't use that door. Also reminding everyone, all the men about Men's Conference, Northwest Apostolic Men's Conference 2026. Rapidly approaching. Going to need all the help we can on Friday for setup and getting everything ready. Friday, March 20th and Saturday the 21st. Please stay around and help tear down. As we have to take care of the preachers and the speakers, we have Brother Miles Young, Brother Jeremy Wilbanks, and Brother Daniel McDonald. Looking forward to a great time in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's stand together and pray for the offering. Savior, we love you for what we feel in this house tonight. God, you've been so good to us. All we can do is say thank you. All we can do is cry hallelujah. God, we ask you to bless the gift and the giver in Jesus' name. Let's sing and worship as the ushers come.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing is flowing my way. It's a season of power.
Come on, lift your voice and give God glory. Oh, we love you, Savior. Give him praise in the house tonight. Give him glory in the house tonight. We love you, Jesus. It's all right to praise him. We got a little bit of time tonight. It's all right to give him glory tonight. We love you, Savior. We praise you, Jesus. We worship your name. Praise God. Amen. Isaiah 55. As you're turning there, I'm so thankful for everyone who is in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Good to see all the faithful children of God. Seems to be a theme in my spirit starting last Wednesday to Sunday night. Feel a little bit of that boiling over into tonight. God did it for our good, and everything's going to be all right. And then living wage, if we're so set on doing what we did for the world, doing what we did to make a living and support ourselves, we ought to do that and that much more for the things of God, because on this side is where we actually get something out of it. We can work all we want in this life, and at the end, it's over. Someone said a long time ago, I've never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Someone said one time, you can't take it with you when you go. I said, man, if they keep taking it, I may not be able to go myself. But one day we're going to die. And all the things that we acquired here aren't going to matter. But if we'll work for Jesus and we'll seek his kingdom, we'll have everlasting life. I may not have a house here anymore, but I got a mansion waiting on the other side. If we can't get excited about that, we must not be living right. If we can't get excited about that, we must not be doing what we're supposed to be doing. I'm thankful I got a living wage tonight. Amen. Isaiah 55 and verse number 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, guess not this year anyway, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Everything's going to be all right. Last Wednesday, a living wage Sunday night, and tonight we're going to preach, you can take him at his word. You can take him at his word. Come on, somebody, if God told you, you can take him at his word. You can take his word for it tonight. If God promised you, if God said it, it may feel like it's been a long time, but it will accomplish. It will come to pass. Oh, I believe somebody's holding on to a promise and they're wondering when it's going to happen. But I come tonight to tell you, it may be like the snow, it may be like the rain, but you can take him for his word. Come on, take him at his word tonight. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Do you believe that if God said it, that settles it? If God spoke it, there's nothing to worry about. It may take a little while, but God's going to do what he said he's going to do. Come on, God knows what he's doing. He knows how to do it. And if he says, let there be light, there will be light. If he said, let there be rain, there will be rain. My God. If he said, let there be a separation of land and water, there will be a separation. Because when God says it, he can step out on the bow of your boat and say, peace be still. And nature has to listen. Because you can take him at his word tonight. God, my God, my God, I wish we would get the spirit of that Roman centurion that said, just speak a word and it'll happen. Just speak a word and it'll happen. You don't even have to come, my God, after the Holy Ghost already. You don't even have to come to my house. Just speak a word. Hey, you don't even have to come where I am. Just speak a word tonight. Oh, we give you glory tonight. Clap your hands one more time and shout unto God with a voice of thanksgiving, with a voice of praise. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. You can take him at his word. Now, there's some people that will tell you, I got it. Don't worry about it. And that's all you do. Is worry about it. Anybody know somebody like that? Don't elbow the person next to you. If they tell you it's going to happen, I told my wife one time, if I tell you I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Don't bother me every 6 months. If we're going to finish the project, that's what the church feels like right now. We're going to move in that building one of these days. Just don't bother me every 6 or 7 months to if we're going to happen. But the Bible tells us that he said that my word may be like the snow. And if you really want to hear a good message about this, go listen to Brother Urshan's message about this. It may be sometimes it's like the snow. Sometimes it takes a while. Something's got to thaw out before the water can find the ground. But I'll tell you, there will be a tree growing out of that rock, and there will be a shrub growing out where there was nothing before, because sometimes, sometimes God answers quick. Amen. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 11, verse number 23, and the Lord said unto Moses, it is the Lord's hand wax shortened. Can I not reach where you are? Can I not touch what you're going through? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. Can I just tell you tonight that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think? God's arm is not short. God's arm has not waxed short. He can reach right down into your circumstance. He can reach right down and he'll make it happen. It will come to pass. You're going to watch and say, yes, the Lord did what he said he was going to do. Amen. The Lord said unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten. It's coming quick. It's going to happen before you realize it. It's going to happen so fast. Can I tell you when the Bible says, and suddenly, that means in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, that means from one step to the next. That means you're going to be walking down the road wondering when it's going to happen. And on the next step, it's going to happen. I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know what you're looking for tonight. But if you keep on walking and trusting him at his word, there'll be a step. One day it'll happen, and it'll happen so fast because he said, I will hasten my word to perform it. Amen. Genesis chapter 26, he said, I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. 1 Kings chapter 6, he said, then will I perform my word with thee, which I spake unto David thy father. Jeremiah 29 and 10, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you, causing you to return to this place. Romans 4, 20, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in the faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that that which he had promised, he was able also to perform. Can I just remind you, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. He's on the way. I come to tell somebody, if a God made you a promise, it's a promise made and a promise kept. You can take him at his word. You can count on it. You can put the money in the bank. If God made you a promise, he's not going to tarry too long. He's not going to wait too long. A promise made is a promise kept. Oh, I want to tell somebody, I know you've been a little while waiting. I know you've been a little while worrying, but help is on the way tonight. I looked for this in the Bible, but I couldn't really find a whole lot of places where it was talking about it. But I thought about this meantime. In the meantime, there's sometimes a long time between the promise and the performance of it. Anybody ever felt that way? There's a song that says, I'll worship while I'm waiting. I'll praise you while I'm waiting. In fact, one of the songs says it starts off, I would have thought by now that you'd have reached down and took my tears away. I thought it was already going to be over, but I'm still in the meantime. But can I just tell you tonight, even in the meantime, if God said it, you can take him at his word. In the meantime, I'm going to praise him. In the meantime, I'm going to trust him. In the meantime, I'm going to worship. In the meantime, why? Because God cannot lie. I just want to tell you, God cannot lie. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 13, for God made a promise to Abraham, and because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. In verse number 18, it said, by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. I'm going to tell you, God's not a liar. The devil's a liar. The enemy's a liar. But God's not a liar. If God said it, it'll happen. If God said it, it'll happen. It'll come to pass. It'll. Hath he not said it, and shall it not be so? Or hath he spoken, and he shall not make good? God's going to make good on his promise. I want to encourage an individual. I want to encourage a family. I want to encourage a church. God will make good on what he said. We've already had it this year in the mouth of two or three preachers who have come through not knowing anything. And God said, I'll open the doors. I'll open the windows. I'm going to open up the cocoon. I'm going to make it happen. It's going to happen. My God. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man, which he should repent. He's not feeling sorry for the promises. He's not asking forgiveness for the promises. He's going to. Oh, let me remind you tonight that forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, the grass withereth. The flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. If God said it, you can take him at his word. Pastor, you've said that already tonight, yeah. But do we believe that when God said it, end of discussion, matters closed, it's already finished. I'm just waiting on the performance. Psalm 119, I'm almost done. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. We know that. God stepped out on eternity and spoke. I find it pretty amazing that the only thing he created with his hand was man. Everything else he spoke into existence. The commandments to the children of Israel was, hear, O Israel. We don't walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Faith cometh by hearing. It's when you don't see it. It's when you don't understand it. It's when you can't see your way out that you step into a place. We know that his word is forever settled in heaven. He can walk out on any given time, any given day, and speak whatever he wants and turn the entire thing upside down. It's forever settled. But I'm not looking for what's settled in heaven. I want what's settled in heaven right here on earth. Jesus even said, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I want the same God that spoke this world into existence to be able to walk into this room and walk into this house and walk into my life and speak a word and it comes to pass. I want God, whatever God's doing on heaven to be done in earth and to be done in my. I want it to be done in your home. I want it to be done in your life. I want it to be done in your circumstance. Not just in heaven, but on earth. In earth, as it is in heaven. But I want to bring it a little bit closer tonight. In Nampa. as it is in heaven. I know that God can speak and anything can happen. But I want God, I want this church to have the faith. I want the church to have the faith that the angels have. They just know when God speaks, it's already done. You can take him at his word. But it says this in Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 18. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you, this is Jesus speaking, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Come on, I wonder if we got somebody tonight, if we got some people tonight, if we got two or three that'll say, you know what? We want a breakthrough in our city. We want a breakthrough in our jobs. We want a breakthrough in our family. We want a breakthrough. Come on, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every... Come on, Deuteronomy 17, at the mouth of two or three witnesses. Deuteronomy 19, so shall a matter be established in the mouth of two or three. Jesus said in Matthew 18 and 16, every word may be established in the mouth. Come on, if we could get a couple people tonight, if we could get a few people just to hook up and say, you know what, God, your word in my tongue, your word in my mouth, your word. Let revival break out. Come on, there's no devil in hell. There's no disease. There's no sickness. There's no financial trouble that could ever come against a church that believes on earth as it is in heaven. In this house as it is in heaven. In my home as it is in heaven. Thy will be done. God, if you speak it, it'll happen. If you say it, it'll happen. Come on, whatever you've been praying about, whatever you've been thinking about, whatever you've been hoping for. Come on, that job, that financial breakthrough, that healing. Come on, we can pray healing into existence. We can bring a breakthrough into existence. We can pray revival into existence. God's already said it. We just need to agree with him. God's already promised it. We just need to agree with him. Let's stand to our feet tonight all over this house. Come on, lift your voice, clap your hands, lift your heart tonight. Come on, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, there's no telling what can be birthed in this house tonight. There's no telling what miracles can take place in this house tonight. Come on earth. In earth as it is in heaven. In Napa. There are needs in this house tonight. There are needs in this house tonight. There are financial needs. There are spiritual needs in this house. There are breakthroughs that need to happen in this place tonight. There are miracles that need to happen in this place tonight. Sister Albrick sent me a clip of Brother Urshan preaching in Durham. And he talked about her brother, Steve Arnold. He's been here several times. He had cancer in his esophagus. He had cancer in his liver. Where else was it? Kidneys? Liver? Just kidneys? Just the liver? Esophagus? Incurable. Incurable. I'm going to tell you something. My grandfather, my Grandpa Jenkins, got liver cancer. And I think it was how long was it? Just weeks? Maybe a month from the time he got diagnosed to the time he died. It's like that. I thought, man, you know, when you know stuff like that, you don't want to tell people when they say, pray for my brother, pray for my uncle. And you know how fast it took your grandpa. But we prayed. People prayed for him. Their church rallied. Their friends rallied. He went to Jerusalem for like his going away trip, I guess, getting ready to go away. That's what they said. That's not what I said. That's what they said. And while they were there, they prayed for him. People in other countries were praying for him. I just heard the testimony that he gave in his home church, how God healed his esophagus cancer. Healed it completely. He said, there's parts of me at the hospital that they're studying and looking at because there's no cancer there anymore. He said, but there was some scar tissue in my liver. And his wife said, that's just God showing that I did it. I worked it. Can I just tell you, a couple people got together. A few people got together and had faith. If God said he could heal, can I tell you, if he could do it in the Royal Grande, he could do it right here in Nampa. If a church can rally, if a church can believe, if a people can say, God, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. God, you speak the word, and it'll come to pass. I'm going to tell you, there's no financial need. Come on, if we can gather together, if we can pray, if we can heal God, if we can believe him at his word, believe for one another, believe for our neighbors, believe for our city, believe for our valley. What could God do? What could God perform in us? Come on, his word is settled. He's a healer. He's a provider. He's a deliverer. Take him at his word. Come on, take him at his word. Come on, maybe you got to hook up with somebody. Maybe you got to grab your wife by the hand. Maybe you got to go pray with a brother or a sister. Maybe you need to hook up with somebody. Say, come on, we agree. We're touching anything. We're touching everything. We need a breakthrough on the job. We need a breakthrough in our family. If God can heal Steve Arnold, he can heal Heather Smallwood. If God can heal her, he can heal you. If God can heal incurable cancer, then God can open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. He said, try me. He said, prove me. And see if I won't do it. Come on, God can turn your family around. God can turn your circumstance around. Come on, what can come out of this service tonight? What miracles can we talk about on Sunday? What miracles will we see on Sunday? I believe things are already taking place. I believe God's already spoke his word. It's going to happen. You're not taking my word for it tonight. You're taking his word for it tonight. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm just preaching to you God's word. I'm just preaching to you and us God's word. I know it looks bleak. The promise was so long ago, but God is able. He's able to bring it to pass. He's able to do it. He's able to perform it. He's able to make it happen. Come on, that word perform means to create. If God has to, he'll create something. Come on, he'll make a way when there is no way. Come on, let's pray for souls tonight. Yeah, we're going to pray for ourselves, and we're going to pray for our needs. And I believe God's going to do all that too. But while we're doing it, let's not forget souls. Let's not forget the lost in this city. Come on, can two walk together except they be agreed? We're gonna bind together tonight. We're going to agree tonight for revival. We're going to agree tonight for a breakout through. We're going to agree tonight for souls. We're going to agree tonight for miracles. We're going to agree tonight for answers. Come on, he said, if you touch anything... Come on, don't speak negative. Words matter. Words have weight. They mean things spiritually. They mean things physically. They mean things emotionally. Jeremiah 20:9. Then said I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. I'm tired of not getting what I prayed for. I'm not talking about it anymore. What he said, but his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing. I could not stay. I couldn't hold my peace. If God said it, you can take him at his word. And I'm not going to be quiet about it. I'm not going to shut up about it. But his word, his promise, his declaration, his oracle was like fire shut up in my bones. Come on, let the spirit of the promise get a hold of you tonight and tell it everywhere you go. Talk to somebody about it. God's going to do it. God's going to bring it to pass. God is able. 2 Samuel 23:2, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. I pray today, God, only let me speak the word you put in my mouth. If your word has power to create, if your word has power to bind, if your word has power to deliver, put your word in my mouth. If I'm going to say anything, let me speak the things that I know from you. If I'm going to say anything, let me say what I know from you. Put your word in my heart. Let it burn like a fire and put your word in my mouth. Come on, the Bible tells us, take no thought of what you're going to say. The Holy Ghost will give you unction. The Holy Ghost will speak through you. Come on, when someone's going through a hard time and they're speaking negative, let the Holy Ghost speak through you. Let the Holy Ghost speak faith. Praise God. Man, our pastor used to have us put a little sticky note or a post-it note on the... He said, put it somewhere where you see it all the time. So we put it on the fridge. Faith spoken here. We don't need negative talk. We don't need negative speech. Our words have weight. What we say has weight. Even the things we say in passing, as the Bible says, every idle word, we're going to be judged by them. Why did I never see a promise? Why did I never see a miracle? Why did I never see a blessing? Because all you spoke was negativity. All you spoke was frustration. All you spoke was unbelief. Bible calls unbelief a sin. So if I'm going to see miracles, if I'm going to see revival, I'm speaking revival. I'm speaking breakthrough. I'm speaking outpouring. I'm speaking a Holy Ghost move. I'm going to come to church and worship. I'm going to come to church and pray. But I'm going to pray at home, and I'm going to speak faith at home, and I'm going to speak faith on the job, because his word is in my mouth. Come on, lift your hands one more time. Agree in Jesus' name. Come on, amen tonight. So it be, so it is, so you have said. That's where an amen really is. God, I believe your word, and I'm taking you at your word. Oh, someone clap your hands and give God praise. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Praise God. What I'm fixing to say is not negative speech. It's reality. Elder Morton called me the other night. said, how's the project coming? I told him. He said, I can't believe they're making you pay that much for a parking lot. I can't believe they're making you put a parking lot like that in there. He said, what was your bid? What was your bid? I told him for the parking lot, it was just over $400,000, between $350,000 and $400,000. He said, you're not going to believe this. He said, but we built True Tabernacle. The whole thing. The whole thing. Carpet, pews, paint, parking lot, everything for $350,000. Seats 1,000 people. I said, oh, thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Elder. I appreciate that. He said, but that was 1979, 1980. And I thought, you know, at first, my carnality, my flesh wanted to say, woe is me. But you know, I thought, God, I don't know what that was worth in that day, but it had to be close to what we're paying in our world. And God, if you can do it for them and pay that building off in just a few years, I know. That when Sister Bray and I got married in that church in 1995, just 15 years later, that not only was it paid for, but all the branch works that we had, all the houses that the church owned were all paid for. And I'm not talking about some dump across the street. I'm talking about 6 homes in that valley. 9 churches in that valley. 14 buses, 11 vans, all paid for. And it wasn't 1980 anymore. I thought, God, if you can do it in Fresno, you can do it in Napa. God, if you can do it in Bakersfield, you can do it in Napa. God, if you can do it in Spokane, you can do it. What are you saying? I'm saying right now, if 2 or 3 of us can gather and agree that God is able to work miracles today like he did then. Come on, somebody. This is where we shout. This is where we rejoice. Because you can take him at his word. My God's arm is not shortened. It's not waxed short. There's nothing too hard for my God. Praise God. Sister Bray and I drove by the church. I went to the church this morning. Dropped off a key to the plumber. Man, what a miracle. We have walked into a miracle. We were at the church one day, Carson and I, on a Friday, after we'd got all these quotes, and our plumber, his son, pulled in the parking lot. He was not coming to the church, but he drove by, he saw us out there. He hit his brakes so hard that all the pipe that was in the overhead tube on top of his van slid all the way out. It didn't fall on the ground, but it was out there. He pulled into the parking lot, shoved those pipes back in, started walking down, and started talking to us about life and just whatever. He said, I saw you guys, just wanted to stop. I mentioned to him about the parking lot. He goes, well, man, let me talk to my dad. He said, we have all the equipment. We can do half that stuff. We can start doing stuff. And they ended up bringing someone else out here that they knew. And so we haven't got all the prices, but what they're trying to do, what they're going to do, is just do it for the learning experience and whatever the expenses are. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. God's already worked the miracle. Hey, I know that don't sound like much, but I'm going to tell you, it's a whole lot better than $400,000. And then the appraiser came out. The same appraiser that lowballed us the last time. We got that appraiser this time. I thought, well, thank you, Jesus. He walked in. He said, wow, this is that same barn? So, yeah, if you look closely enough, you can still see remnants of it. He said, this is incredible. This work is amazing. I said, you ought to see what it's going to look like. He said, show me. I showed him. He said, send me that. That will help your appraisal. I said, you want to see the future? I got other buildings. He said, yeah, send me that. That will help your appraisal. I don't know what's going to happen because I don't even think he's done with his report yet. But I do know this, that we drove by after church, on the way to church tonight, and the bank's already put their sign out there saying funded. They wouldn't put it out there if we were out of money. Come on, somebody. You got to agree with me tonight. God is able. Take him at his word. My God can do anything. And if my God says it, that settles it. And let me just say this tonight for all the unbelievers. If they give us the money, God's going to give us the ability to pay for it. I said if God gives us the loan, he's going to give us the ability to pay for it. It may come from us. It may come from somebody else. It may come from all the above. But God is going to do what he said he would do. I just feel faith in the house tonight. I just feel faith in the house tonight. Come on, take him at his word when it's not looking good. Believe that he'll do what he said he would. Don't forget that he promised you he would never let you down. Oh, I don't know if my boys picked up on that one. Song said, take him at his word when it's not looking good. Believe that he'd do what he said that he would. Don't forget that he promised you he'd never let you down. So when the road gets rough, you got to hang tough and take him at his word. I'm going to tell you, when you don't know what's going on, God said it. I don't know how, but God said it. He said, this too shall come to pass. We're going to look back on this day. We're going to look back on this day and say that. We're going to have a Steve Arnold testimony in the house. We're going to have a delivering testimony in the house. Anybody got a shout in you right now? Anybody got a rejoice in you right now? Oh, shout to God with a voice of faith and a voice of triumph.
Dance like he did it. Dance like he did it. Shout like he did it. Dance like he did it. Shout like he did it. Dance like he did it, shout like he did it. Dance like he did it, shout like he did it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Dance like he did it, shout like he did it. Shout like he did it, oh, dance like he did it. Shout like he did it, dance like he did it. Shout! Oh, Some room so I can praise. Give me some room so I can praise. Give me some room so I can praise. Give me some room so I can praise. Oh, somebody praise him. It's already done. Oh! Oh!
Shout yes, Lord. Open your mouth and shout yes, Lord. Open your mouth and shout yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Open your mouth and shout yes, Lord. Open your mouth and shout yes, Lord. Open your mouth and shout yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Take him at his word.
Come on, God's been good to us. God's doing a great work.
I can take him at his word.
Come on, I can take him at his word tonight. I can take him at his word. Yes, Jesus. And we know that all things work together for good. You, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Praise God. Amen. Should have known it was going to be a good service today, because before Oakley left, she was running around the house with a microphone saying, all night, all night, all night. She don't know very many words, but the ones she knows, she sings them out of the top of her lungs. But I believe there's some more babies coming. I believe there's some more I believe there's some more newcomers coming. Oh, yes, there is. Praise God. Amen. You know that song that we were singing earlier, Shout Like He Did It, Dance Like He Did It? I was thinking we need to change that to Shout Cause He Did It. I wanted to shout like he did it, like it's make-believe, like you're making it up, but shout cause he did it. In the fake, calling those things that are not as though they were. Amen. Praise God. I looked over at my wife and said, Wednesday night, the new Sunday night. We'll take it. If we only get two services a week, we'll blow both of them out. Praise God. Amen. Faith spoken here. Take your last word. Greet somebody tonight before you leave. God bless you in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah, you're dismissed.